Hi, I'm Leola. I'm a sacred intimacy mentor and muse and the host of this podcast. Talk Tantra to Me introduces a playful perspective on sacred sexuality. My intention in this podcast is to integrate intimacy and spirituality, empowering you to reclaim your eroticism. It is my mission to inspire you to let go of shame, fear, and limiting beliefs to be present as your highest self in every moment. Thanks so much for tuning in. Now, let's talk Tantra. Hello, lovers. I am so blessed and honored to be in a position to share, you know, tools and tips and tricks that have the potential to heal and to bring you to a place of full sexual embodiment. And one of the tools that I absolutely love and have been using for the better part of a decade are crystal yoni products, including pleasure wands and yoni eggs. And I was so excited to recently come across a brand called Wands, W-A-A-N-D-S. I met the founder here in Austin and I absolutely loved who she was. I love getting to know the people behind the products that I like to use. And I just loved her mission to really support women and men to explore, celebrate, and honor their sexuality. I felt this transmission of slow sensual seduction in all of who she was and all that she brought to the world. So I went ahead and gave it a try. I purchased a blue quartz amarita wand, and the amarita wand is great because it has this like a cool bulby end on it, which is designed for G-spot and cervical stimulation, but can also be used for prostate stimulation. So it's great for men and women and can even be used between partners. So I'm so honored to have built this relationship with her and to be able to offer you guys an amazing discount code. So if you use the code Leola, L-E-O-L-A, that will give you 15% off all products. And the website is wands.com, W-A-A-N-D-S.com. And we'll go ahead and link that in the show notes as well for you. So thank you so much for listening. And also you're welcome for the inevitable pleasure and healing and ecstasy that is coming your way with these products. Let's dive into the episode. Places be portals into my greatest expansion and growth. And the topic that we are exploring today, the dense experience, is failure. Today is my intention to give you permission to fail. This episode is going to be very free flow. I'm going to be sharing a story from my personal life. Thank you for your patience with me. I'm not really working with much in terms of notes. And it's all about being that vulnerable, authentic Leola that y'all keep coming back to and loving. So Here's the deal. This is what happened that inspired me to share this tantric way of being an experience with you. So just yesterday, and I'm recording right now in July. It's July in Austin. It's very hot. It is summer, peak summer. And I went out yesterday with a couple of friends spontaneously to go wake surfing. In fact, I actually didn't know that we were wake surfing. They invited us out. They invited Andrew and I out on their boat, which they have done many times, my friends. And we just always, it never aligned with our schedule. But yesterday it was like, oh, that's perfect. Yes. What a gorgeous way to start this summer day going out on the boat. So at 9 a.m., we were there waiting at the dock. They picked us up and we started cruising, right? And the just little backtrack to getting ready, you know, I'm like, oh, I want to be cute going on this boat. I'm wearing this little strapless bikini and I put some makeup on, not too much, just a little mascara and lip balm. And out we go. So we climb into the boat, we're cruising, and pretty much immediately it was a couple. We were out with a couple. And the woman went and, you know, jumped on a little board off the back of the boat. And our male friend, the guy and the couple, you know, revved up the engine and we started cruising down, and she started surfing in the wake behind the boat. And I had seen this, but didn't really understand what it was. I don't do a lot of boating. I don't spend a lot of time on the water here in Austin, even though we did just move right by the lake, but we're kind of just at the place where the boats go out. So there isn't so many water sports happening right by us. But anyway, I was like, oh, wow, that's so cool. It would be so cool if I could do that. But like, I've never surfed before. I don't know anything about that. And growing up, I did spend a bit of time on lakes, but I don't think that wake surfing was really a thing where I grew up, or wasn't such a big thing as it is now. I don't really know. Doesn't really matter. But I did grow up like tubing, like being pulled on the back of a boat, which is like definitely something that is more for children. Like they have like a little inner tube and it's tied to the boat and you climb in it and, you know, you kind of bounce around, off of the boats, you know, pulling you. And it's actually super fun. I'd love to do it again. I think that would be a great opportunity for my inner child, but that's not what this episode is about. And one other time I had been drugged by a boat in my teens. I was with a friend in high school with her family out on the lake. And I wasn't like super comfortable in that environment I didn't really know her family very well. So, and they were kneeboarding, and kneeboarding is like kind of like wake surfing, I guess. I don't really know, but you get up on your knees on a board and you're kind of holding this like handle that is attached via rope to the boat. And that was actually super hard and it hurt really bad. And I remember trying it like once and was like, no thanks, not for me. Who knows if I ever like actually was doing it right or if it truly just wasn't for me. But it's kind of a piece of the story is that in the past, I would just like really try something, like I would give something very, very minimal effort. And if it wasn't working for me or it didn't feel right, I would just be like, okay, cool, it's not for me, going in another direction. I wouldn't stay committed to the crunchiness of the failure. I wouldn't stay committed to the crunchiness of learning something new, right? So I also had really poor upper body strength, really up until like the last couple of years or less. I don't know. In high school, I didn't do any sports. And I really didn't do any sports growing up. I didn't really have a lot of upper body or core strength at all. I was just naturally kind of a skinny kid, but had very little strength until my 20s, and I started being active more regularly. And also just as a preface too, I'll share, like being active is not something that's natural to me at all. Like participating in sports of any kind, again, never participated in those growing up, and just haven't really felt super confident in my body and in movement, even with dance. Like I didn't really get comfortable with dance until my mid-20s, until just a few years ago. And then, you know, in my early 20s, I started working out a bit, but it was never something that I was like, I kind of go through seasons with it, you know? And even this summer or last year, I committed to moving my body every day. And so I was exploring more ways of movement. I was taking a lot of different dance classes. I started lifting weights, which is something completely new and fun. And another great thing that I gave a go and stuck through the failure and now I'm super happy with. So it's doing new things with my body that are more active and physically demanding. It's just like really out of my comfort zone. It's not something that I like to do. It's not something that, I enjoy to do at first, but again, I've learned to lean into that failure, and we'll be talking about that a bit more as we go through this episode. But anyways, so I watched this girl doing her wake surfing. I'm like, wow, that's like really cool. She's such a natural. And this is a woman that I've known for about 2 years, maybe a little bit more. I've known the couple for about 2 years. And she is so stunning and regal. And at the same time, like, I had never really seen her in her element, you know? And so watching her in like her pure joy and bliss and seeing her in such pleasure riding these waves, I was like, whoa, holy fuck, who is this woman? This is so rad. Like, I was so inspired by her. And you know, she's such a natural water baby. Like this was where her flow was, you know? It was probably how people witnessed me in my tantra or facilitation, or I don't know, other things that I'm in flow with. So anyways, she rides around a bit and it's looking effortless and gorgeous, but I can just tell it's totally not. I know that that I was feeling in my body, there's probably a lot of like technical things that she's doing that I couldn't, that my beginner mind can't see, but are what make her successful. And I have had enough experience with sports to know that it's never usually as easeful as it looks unless it's something that already comes naturally to you. So she went, and then the guy went, and then they had said, oh, do you guys want to go? And I was anticipating this question. I was anticipating them asking, and I was in this moment of like, do I want to do this today? Do I want to try something new? Do I feel like I have the energy and the groundedness and the courage to go for it? And I committed to giving it a go. I was like, all right, if they ask, I'll try at least once and see how it goes for me. And I also want to be clear, there might have been, it also would have been okay for me to be a no to it. And there have been times where I've been given the opportunity to try something new. And I've said, you know what? It's just not for me. I'm a no to that. And that's also totally okay. I could imagine if I had just started my period, I might have been, you know, hey, I'm a no to that today. Or it could have been, you want to skydive today? And no matter if I'm ovulating or bleeding, I would be like, not really for me, just not my cup of tea. At this point in my life, at least, permission to change your mind as well. Leave that in there. Maybe that'll be a future episode, permission to change your mind, because we do get so committed to our stories and our patterns, and you have permission to change. And there's a lot of value in that. But back to permission to fail. So they asked us if we wanted to give it a go, and I said, all right, I'll give it a try. And so, you know, the man in the couple was explaining to me all of these, like, and so here's how it's going to go. And first you're going to do this, and then I'm going to say this, and then you do that. And like, I'm like, oh wow, there's like a lot of steps to this process. But he was giving me the cheat code to how to succeed at this, you know, as quickly as possible. And I'm thinking, how am I going to remember all of these, all this minutia, all these little details? And at this point, I'm like, I kind of don't want to do it anymore. Like, kind of want to just not and avoid the embarrassment of me just falling flat on my face and the discomfort of feeling like the potential achiness in my body from doing something really that requires a lot of exertion as well. But I committed. I leaned into that fun, comfortable sensation. And I hopped off the back of the boat, put my feet in the position that he suggested. And he kind of was like, watch, he's like, maybe move your foot this way and move your foot that way. And I kind of, he's like, okay, I think that that's a good little position. And from there, he started the boat and was, and him and his partner were kind of coaching me on, okay, do this now. And I fell. All right, let's go again. And I was the second time I actually kind of got up for just a second, but then I fell. And this happened like, you know, 5 or 6 times, but I was making these, like, it was very slight, the improvement was. And, you know, at one point he's like, look, for some people they pop up on the first time, and other people it takes 50 times, but you're doing great. You're improving a little bit each time. I had a great coach. That's what it comes down to. I had a great coach. And we'll circle back at the end of the story with the things that help you succeed in your failure. But here's just a little marker. I had a great coach, and I also was able to find the celebration in the failure. I was able to see the redirection. Every time I failed, it was like, okay, you did this great. There was improvement, and let's shift this slightly. And another thing that really got my way, because I did finally get up, I was so shocked by my success. I was so shocked. I was like, oh my God, I'm up. And guess what I immediately did? I fell right back down. Because sometimes one of our biggest hindrances to success is our commitment to failing, our belief that we will continue to fail. This is something that happens for me a lot. When I do finally succeed, I'm so surprised by the success that it blocks more success coming in that moment. doesn't block success permanently, but sometimes it becomes a block for more success to come in. Maybe you resonate with that. So anyways, I eventually get up and then I fell down. But then I got back up again. And this was probably like the sixth or seventh time. And this time I was like, I'm expecting to get up and I'm expecting to stay up for an extended period of time. And I did. I stayed up for like almost a whole song, or like probably like 3 minutes or so. And there was this moment when I got up that I was like, okay, I noticed that there's this sensation where I need to be in my masculine. I need to be in this energy of making it happen, of doing. But I also have to be in my feminine. I have to be in this surrendered state where I'm surrendering, I'm softening my body. If I'm too tense, if I'm in too much of the doing in the masculine, I'm going to fall on my face. I experienced that. That's kind of what I did the time before. So I had to soften my legs. I had to start to feel the wave that I was on, that the boat was creating, and find that rhythm of life, of being with the water, that was very, very feminine. And so I thought, oh my God, this is such a tantric practice. I have to be in my masculine and my feminine. I have to integrate the two. I have to be relaxed, but ready at every moment to adapt to the circumstance. I thought, wow, this is so cool. This is such a flow. And it was beautiful. And I had so much fun. And I was like, wow, I'm so happy that I stuck through the crunchy sensation of failing so that I could experience this. And I also realized, wow, I could see how I could get so much better at this. I could actually see me being like super good at it over time, because I can understand this spiritual and emotional connection to this activity that is flow, right? So after that time, I got up for a long time. I was like, I think I'm complete for today. I actually think like I get to integrate this. I get to land in this, and I'm really excited to try it another day, but I'm feeling like my body needs rest now. But of course, everyone on the boat, you know, was like, do one more time. Just do one more time. So I did one more. And this time my entry getting up was even more seamless. I popped up very seamlessly, but I like wasn't in it all the way. I was like, no, I need the rest. And of course I was like, I'm going to stay up as long as I can. But I think just because of that energy that I was feeling and just trusting my body, I fell faster than the time before. And I was like, okay, great. I was pretty sure I was complete. Now I know. And of course, then I said, I'm complete. And they're like, well, that doesn't count as your last one. You've got to end on a strong note. It's like, guys, I totally hear you. I love you. Thank you for advocating for me. And I'm complete. I feel like my last one was my ending on a strong note. I'm good. I'm ready to integrate this. And so back I went to the boat, and out Andrew went to the water, where of course he was so masterful. He's a very natural, sportsman. He's very natural at athletics. Of course, he had tried it, like I think he said once before, maybe twice, I don't know. So let's break this down a little bit. This experience, while it is small and silly and maybe trivial, just this Sunday afternoon activity, how you do one thing is how you do everything. How you relate to hard things like a small failure of learning something new that is low risk is very similar to how you will show up when there's more risk involved. And oftentimes when there's more risk involved, there's also more reward involved. The risk of me going all in on Tantra and my business was quite high for me. It was super edgy. Like, what are people going to think of me doing this weird Tantra thing? And oh my God, my family might disown me. And like, you know, all of these stories, and like giving up the path that I'm on. I'm going to sacrifice the potential growth that I could have in my other career to try this new thing. But also the reward is much higher. Like my life now, are you kidding me? Like the reward has been infinitely more than I ever could have imagined. Not only is my life more joyful because I'm actually doing something that is in alignment with my greater purpose and my soul, it's like bringing me so much like satisfaction and gratification,
But also doing the work that I'm doing today has directly related to the community, like creating the community that I have, the friendships, the relationships. I wouldn't have found my life partner if it weren't for stepping into this work. You know, I wouldn't have the level of abundance. I wouldn't have this gorgeous home. Like, there are so many things that, you know, wouldn't have been a part of the reward if I hadn't have been willing to take that risk and also to commit to overcoming the failure again and again, because there were many failures on the road to where I am today, and I'm failing still. I fail so often. And I've gotten more and more comfortable with trusting that that failure is redirecting me to either something greater, or it is giving me important data for my next try, my next go. Every time I fell down off the wakeboard, I learned something. So when I went back in, it was more and more seamless. And eventually I was successful to a degree. I was a successful beginner. And there are greater heights for me to reach in this endeavor. They say you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And this is something that I really, really resonate with. And as I've invested in living a tantric lifestyle, my relationships have evolved and become so much more juicy and liberating. And I believe that this is something that everyone deserves. However, finding these people can be a little bit challenging at first. And so it is my mission to create more spaces for people to find individuals that are resonant with the tantric lifestyle, that are really resonant with you, the listener, the person who is investing their time into living a life that is expansive and liberating. So with that, I am committed to creating more and more safe spaces for people to discover their desires and practice their boundaries, to connect in community, to celebrate and to grow together so that we can all step into a more authentic version of ourselves and experience truly unconditional love. So we have Tantra retreats for men, women, couples, singles. We also have female-only retreats just for the ladies stepping into their divine feminine. We have play parties. We have Tantra workshops, Tantra yoga, women's circles. We've got all kinds of really powerful in-person events. You can find all the details at www.talktantratome.com/events. You can also just go to talktantratome.com and click the events tab to find out about all the latest and the greatest. And if you're wanting me all to yourself, I can't blame you. I also host private retreats for both individuals and couples. Those are one-on-one. You get me all to yourself, and I'm available for private Tantra workshops and performances. And this is great for events like your birthday or maybe a bachelorette party or bachelor weekend. We can talk and create something that will be extra special just for you. So I cannot wait to connect with you in real life. But for now, thanks so much for your patience with this brief interruption, and let's get back to the episode. So much of giving yourself permission to fail is really leaning into courage, being courageous enough to look bad and to fuck up and to fall on your face. It's the courage to be uncomfortable. Or fun comfortable. I didn't make up that word. A lot of people are saying it in the space, but if this is your first time hearing it, welcome to fun comfortable. Fun comfortable is when it's uncomfortable, but you know that there's something juicy in that discomfort. There's some growth involved. So it's fun comfortable. There's a little silver lining for you. Failure can really be this portal into pleasure. It's like leaning into the potential. And it's also allowing yourself to experience being a beginner at times. It can be so humbling and so beautiful in that way. There are so many things that I feel very masterful at that when I'm able to try something new, it's like, ooh, I get to like explore this side of the spectrum again. And it's like, instead of seeing that as like, it gets to be this fun thing. Like for so much of my life, I avoided failure because I didn't want to look bad. My ego was so concerned with looking a certain way and then failing or saying the wrong thing, making a mistake, and then just being this embarrassment. So I just like didn't do so many things. Like there's so many things that I missed out on because I was afraid of failing. And I'm so happy that I've rewritten my relationship to failure, that I now see it as, again, a space for me to grow and to learn and to really get into alignment. To be vulnerable, to me, it takes real vulnerability. Vulnerability is something that may appear to be disempowering. Like, oh, you're vulnerable. It's like, you know, it's that was my impression of the word. Like it's equated with weakness very often. But in reality, vulnerability can be really expansive. And Brené Brown is like the master teacher of vulnerability. If you're ever curious on going deeper into that path, I recommend checking her out. But to me, vulnerability energetically tells the world, I am willing to risk what feels safe in the name of change, in the name of love, in the name of freedom. I'm willing to risk what feels safe to open the door to new possibilities, to surrender into my deepest desires, because I deserve it, and I trust myself. I trust that regardless of the outcome of my vulnerability, even if it appears really shitty on the other side, I trust that I can handle the consequences. I trust that I can use the tools that I have in my belt and my decision-making to move from that failure, from that discomfort, into something more empowering. Huge piece, self-trust. So vulnerability to me is like the birthplace of love and growth and your deepest desires and dreams. You have to be really courageous and willing to get vulnerable to do something like start a new job, to quit your job and start a new job. That takes a lot of vulnerability. But that's really where the growth happens for you. You have to be really willing to fail and to be vulnerable to fall in love. You're not going to have real, deep, authentic love if you're not vulnerable with your potential partner. But look at the potential on the other side of that vulnerability, right? All the good things in life, I hate to say all because, you know, it's quite a broad sweeping statement, but so many of the greatest experiences in life and in humanity are a result of being willing to be vulnerable, of being willing to fail. And failure happens. It totally does. Happens every day. I fail all the time. And I'll share maybe a more recent failure. I've failed at things in my business. And again, sometimes it's like there's maybe a redirection there. So I was launching a like group sort of retreat experience, and I wasn't really selling it. I wasn't really trying. And one thing that feels good for me at times is to have this sort of soft launch and see what the interest is. And there was a lot of interest, but it just wasn't going. And I could have made this story about, oh my God, well, I'm never going to do anything like this again. Actually, you know what's even better on this is like a few years ago, because now I've done retreats, so I don't think that this is the best example, but a few years ago, before I did retreats, I planned like 3 retreats and they all failed, partially because of the pandemic and partially because I just didn't have the audience to support it yet. And I think partially because I really just wasn't ready to hold that container yet. But about a year and a half ago, when Justin, who is my co-facilitator of the Tantra Love Retreat, came to me and said, hey, I really want to do a retreat with you. I thought, oh, I've already failed at this a couple of times. Do I want to fail again? And I was like, but I did learn something every time. And this is a really great opportunity. And I might fail again. And what is going to be the price of my failure? And how can I fail safely? And that's a whole other discussion that, you know, is better for a one-on-one environment. So if you're interested in working with me, especially if you have business ideas that you're afraid of birthing in because you failed in the past, I have a business magnetism mentorship. You can find it on my website. We talk all about things like how to launch your podcast, retreats, other offers, just stepping into your purpose. And I love doing it. I love helping people navigate the potential failure. But something I did with Justin in this environment is talk about what are the risks involved if we put in a deposit? What are the risks involved if we go for this and, you know, it only a couple people buy it, you know, et cetera. And we really talked about that. And in the end, it ended up being a massive success because of all those failures in the past that allowed me to have the conversations to address the failure, to feel safe in it, and to go for it. So to me, one thing that really helps feel safe in failure is having community and connection to hold you in it. And I mentioned that in this wake surfing experience, I had a coach and I had my partner sitting on the sidelines, cheering me on, loving me up, screaming my name, right? And so again, that's something that I'm super happy to help you with one-on-one, but I also think it's really important to just invest in being in spaces with people who are committed to the same sort of lifestyle. I would say a lot of the people in my family and a lot of my friends from other parts of my life, when I failed, they were very much like, oh, you know, it's okay. Maybe it's not for you. Maybe you should try something else, you know, et cetera. Instead of really empowering me to commit to the vision that I had for myself, for my life, and for the world. So the invitation here, as you allow yourself permission to fail, is to also consider what you need to feel safe in that and how to create it. You are the conscious creator of your reality. You get to create the community that will support you in those failures. And that doesn't mean you have to do it all alone, though, either. There are communities that already exist that are arms wide open, ready for you. And I can definitely say that the communities that I've created are there for you. What I recommend, we have all kinds of Tantra events, retreats on my website, www.talktantratome.com/events. Getting in real life, in person, to me, is just always the best of the best. However, for a more accessible experience, you can join the Higher Love Club. That is a container that is virtual. It is a very, very, very accessible price point. There are live components. You get a ton of resources as soon as you sign up, workbooks, workshops, and then there's a virtual group community where you can connect with people and see who's in the same places and maybe even meet up in person or schedule calls or connections one-on-one with people in the community. So definitely check that out as well. Everything can be found on my website, www.talktantratome.com. And there's also some links in the show notes as well. So thank you so much for opening yourself up to the fun, comfortable sensation of failure. Thank you for opening yourself up to growth and expansion and liberation. I so appreciate you. Please leave a review. That is something that helps with the algorithm to have this community and this knowledge show up for more people when they search Tantra in that little search box. So please leave a review. It means the world to me. It means the world to the world. And have a sexy and spiritual day. And I'll catch you next week on Talk Tantra to Me. Ta-ta.